are ordained of God, but the source is his church. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. And by the way, church is not a church word. When he was saying that, he was using the Roman Empire as a model. Church was a word before the church came. Amen. It was a political term. Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. He was modeling the Roman Empire, where Rome, you see, Rome was ruling the world at the time. Yeah. And they would colonize. They would send out ambassadors to different nations, and they would set up, just like they had done in Judea where Pontius Pilate, they were set up there to govern that territory. It was like a church. Jesus said, upon this rock, amen, the rock of revelation, amen, I will build my church, amen, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Just like nations could not prevail against Rome. Amen? Amen. So it's not a churchy term. It's a political term. And Jesus said, I'm going to send ambassadors or ambassadors into nations. I'm going to put them in certain domains, and they'll exercise their kingship there until they rise to a place of rulership, into a place of dominance. Hello? You see, one way or another, see, it's in man. It's in man's DNA. Because right now you have wicked men in so many domains that are ruling. Greedy, covetous. Look at that. Look at the insurance companies, the pharmaceuticals, how they take money from people. And a lot of times you get an accident and insurance companies don't even want to pay. And you've been paying hundreds and thousands of dollars all this time, and they send you through all these hoops and all these changes. Wicked men, greed, covetous. God wants to replace these wicked domains and kingdoms with people that will rule justly. That's why God will raise up millionaires and billionaires that have his interests in mind. God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the gold and the silver. But he's got to raise up a people that understand that they are kings and they think like kings. There was a time where David, in speaking about Solomon, he says Solomon was yet young and tender. Amen. Even though he was in line for the throne, he was too young and tender. God make one of y'all a millionaire, you'll give it all away. You'll be back broke. See, you got to know how to handle. God needs to train you so you handle. See, a strong man can retain riches. Amen. And then no sense in God making you a millionaire and then you broke a year later. Now learn how to cause that money to make money for the kingdom. Yes, bless people. But don't bless everybody and then you broke and you need a blessing. No, a king, a wise man, a strong man will retain certain things and increase it. He gave away talents. The one talent hid it and didn't increase anything. He called him a wicked and slothful servant. Because this is how the kingdom works. What are you doing right now with what you have? We want to increase, but what are you doing with what you have? That's important. Amen? Amen. So the kingdom is all around you. It's just you don't see it. It's without observation. You see it, but the carnal man does not see it. He is blinded to it. He must be born into it. Once when you got born again, you could see differently. Amen. You heard differently. Amen? Amen? The kingdom of God is right here, right now, is within every born-again, blood-washed believer. The kingdom of God. It doesn't matter if you just got born again when you came into the church this morning. The kingdom of God is in you. Amen. Now, our priesthood as kings, our mandate is to rule and to reign on the earth because we have keys right now. It doesn't mean that, you know, we set up some big denomination. No, it means in your metron, in your domain, God has called you. Your mandate, your responsibility is to come into a place where you are ruling, where you become the head and not the tail. Amen. 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 Where you are above and not beneath. Amen. where you are in authority in that domain. This is how we expand the kingdom. God needs just people in positions of authority that can make decisions that will honor him. Amen. So we don't shy away from politics. I wish there was one that I could vote for this year, but you know, we don't shy away. You know, it's like right now, pick your poison. But see, really what that is a judgment on a nation. Do you know right now in Times Square, they are building a temple of Baal. And in London, they are building, in Syria, in Palmyra, I believe the name of the city, the ISIS organization destroyed an ancient temple of Baal. And so through their twisted thinking, they're replicating this temple in Times Square and in London, capital London of England. Do you know the temple of Baal? Baal means to rule. If you remember, Elijah confronted the prophets of Baal. They were Jezebel's prophets, the prophets of Ashereth and Baal. Do you know, with Baal worship, one of the heinous things that they would do is take their children. And when it says have them walk through the fire, they would offer them, they would burn their children. And while the children were there screaming in agonizing pain as they were burning, they would turn and have perverted orgies, sexual perversions of all kinds. This was Baal worship. Now here in the hub, in the headquarters of the economics of this nation, they have established a temple of Baal. What does that tell us? Spiritually, what does that tell us? I'm telling you, this country, the leadership in this country, the laws, the things that they have agreed to are taking the country down the tubes. Amen. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. Our hope is not in this. Our hope is in the kingdom. Our hope is not even in our American culture anymore. It's in the kingdom culture. Amen. God is separating the wheat from the tares. He's showing up what is today. We have to understand that, and the church must arise. Let's take our head out of the sand. Let's not hide from issues. Let's not be afraid of confrontation. I'm not going to get into arguments and fight with nobody. But I know in my heart where my convictions lie. And you know, I know what I'm not going to vote for. I know what I'm not going to get involved with. I know what I'm going to stand against, whether it's popular or not. Hello? Amen. Whether it's democratic or not, whether people like it or not, it doesn't matter. What does the Bible say? What stand should we take? What should we agree with? What way should we take? What should we say? It's time that our voices be heard. Hello? No more silence of the lamb. It's time for the lion to roar. Amen. There was a time we just needed to be silent and go to the slaughter. But we are this side of the resurrection now. Hello? We are on the lion side. Amen. And always there will be conflicts in kingdoms, because the very nature of a kingdom is to subdue other kingdoms. So, bottom line, either you subdue or be subdued. There is no neutral ground here, my friend. We are in a war, and any way the enemy can defeat you, he will. But we are not taking prisoners either. And Jesus already said, the gates of hell cannot prevail. Amen? He already defeated him utterly. He's utterly defeated, never to rise. You have to know that. You can't guess that. I don't care if he does. See, he is as a roaring lion. He'll roar. If you've ever heard a lion in person roar, I love to tell a story. I've been on safaris where I heard them up close, and we weren't in no things that had windows on them. We was in them things that just had a roof over it, and we was right up under them, and couple of them roar. And you talk about adrenaline. Huh? You talk about your heart beating and you can't stop it. And when the lion roars, see, the devil is as a roaring lion. His power lies in deception. But see, to the trained ear, you know when you hear a lion in distress. He's roaring, but it ain't the roar like he about to bite you. Versus when you roar, tell somebody, let the lion roar. When you roar in the spirit, every demon knows a lion done roared. Do you know, in the jungle at night, if a lion didn't eat that day or ain't in a while, they're going to hunt at night. And what they do, they let out that roar at night. And everything in the jungle paralyzes. Ain't nothing moving because the lion done roared. But you know, in the realm of spirits, when you roar, see, that's Christ in you, the Lion of Judah. The devil's not scared of you personally because you're so tall or you so this or that. He's not scared, but the Jesus in you. See, when you humble yourself, the Jesus in you stands up. That's why the word says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. See, when you resist and humble, Jesus stands up. The moment them demons see him in you, they're gone. They know they can't contest with him. Amen? So let me get into this just a little bit here, because I have a number of things here I want to share with you that are attributes of a king. The first thing I want to talk about is that a king overcomes the kingdoms of the world. God expects nothing less. Amen. He knows what you are made of. He knows what he put in you. Amen. And what he put in you is not, you know, phony substitute material. Amen. You are born again. It's the real deal. Amen. There are no little mini Cooper Holy Ghosts. You understand what I mean? There are no little baby Holy Ghosts. Amen. That's where the church gets it wrong. It doesn't matter. The moment you got saved, there's a seed in you. Yeah. Now, he has to grow in the sense that you have to grow into him. You have to grow. You have to be transformed. That nature has to take you over. But once you are born again, you have authority. It don't take years and years and years and years for you to walk in authority to be able to take dominion in areas. It's just a matter of your mind. That's the fella that's got to catch up. Because our mind is bombarded with CNN, with Fox, with weather station, with all kind of negativity that clouds that mind, confuses that soul, tries to take God off of the throne. But once the mind is renewed and the mind starts to align with what's in your spirit, you become a force that cannot be stopped. And every enemy knows it. So he wrestles with you in your mind. That's what the warfare is. On the warfare plane of your mind, toe to toe, he can't stand against you. No enemy can stand in your face. Not one enemy.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.